Tire and Auto Center of Valley City.
Hey, we're back. 921, got some clouds and 20 degrees. This President's Day Monday. Good to have you on board here. My name is Dablo. This is the morning show, and I'll be hanging with you till 10 o'clock. Hey, we got to talk Make-A-Wish North Dakota. One of my favorite groups, and Casey and Amy in to talk with me this morning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you in. Well, let's back up and circle back to an event you had a while back. Casey, or tell us about this.
Amy, I'll let you go ahead.
We hosted our first designer purse bingo in Hankinson, and we are just blown away by the turnout that we had. We raised over $10,000.
Whoa.
Just in that one event in that afternoon.
For Make-A-Wish North Dakota.
Yep.
$10,000.
Yes.
Wow, what a great event. Do you know kind of ballpark how many people you had come through?
I don't know the people, but we did sell like around 235 bingo packets that day.
Well, I'll tell you what, around here, you throw a bingo in front of anybody, yeah. They're going to grab at it. So I would imagine you're thinking of next year and probably growing this event a little bit.
Yes, we are. We're already thinking about where we want to host it and the weekend, and yeah, we're really looking forward to doing this fundraiser again.
So how does that make you feel as a Make-A-Wish volunteer when you get that kind of support from the community?
It's very overwhelming, or it's heartwarming and overwhelming. It just makes us so happy that people support Make-A-Wish of North Dakota.
Well, and see the importance to what you're doing, too. That is huge. Well, that's done. Well, now you got another event coming up. And Casey, tell us about the puzzle competition. What's going on here?
Okay, so March 4th, it's a Saturday. We are doing the puzzle competition in Morton, and that's at the community center there. And then afterwards, we have a meat raffle at Antelope Creek at 6:30. And also during, you know, the puzzle competition during the afternoon, we're going to have other raffles over at Antelope. So, you know, if you can't make it that night or whatever, stop in and we'll have some silent auction stuff for people to bid on as well.
It's going to be a busy day in Greater Morton, definitely.
Right.
Is this the first year you've done this puzzle competition?
This will be the second year we've done this. Each year, obviously, we want to grow. Last year, we had 28 teams. This year, we have 35 teams signed up.
Love it.
That's awesome. If people are still wondering, we would maybe take another team or two if you would contact Amy or I today. just because, you know, we have to order more puzzles and have a figure of what we're going to, you know, have
sure.
for amount of people. But then also, if you're interested, we would like maybe a little backup list, because if a team cancels or whatever,
sure.
then we have some people, you know, on board to
a plan B.
Right.
I love
right.
that.
Yeah. So super excited about that again.
So, yep. Casey, what exactly is a puzzle competition? What happens at this event?
Okay. It's interesting. You know, even if you're not going to participate, just to come out and see it, it's so cool to watch. Amy and I last year, like, so all these, you know, teams of four, you start at 4 p.m. sharp. Everybody does the same puzzle. You know, you give them the puzzle right before so they can't strategize, you know,
mm-hmm.
who's going to do what or
sure,
whatever,
sure.
you know. And then they just dump it out. And it's funny, you know, because one person will be like, I'm going to do the border. I'm going to do the sky or whatever, you
right.
know. So it's the quickest team to get it done. Last year, I think the first place team was like 47 minutes. It's a 500-piece puzzle. It's just crazy. And it goes from super loud to like you could hear a pin drop. I mean, those puzzles, and they're just focusing.
They get in the zone,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's great. So.
Oh, man, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It looks like fun. We just always, you know, are there watching and, fun
where
time.
Where do these ideas come from? Did you guys think of this, or does it come from, you know?
I think the puzzle competition's really just expanding in the area. I mean, mm-hmm. you see more and more, you know, so I don't know. I think we just saw another group do it, and we're like, let's try it, you know,
right.
and see. And it's just taken off. So, again, every year we'd like to continue with the puzzle as well as now the purse, because we knew that went very well last month. And, you know, just kind of each year grow.
Well, Make-A-Wish North Dakota is such a great program, and, you know, I can say that, but then the public turns out and gives you that kind of support. That just proves what a great job you're doing. Yeah. And again, the puzzle competition is when and where?
So Saturday, March 4th in Morton, the puzzle competition is at 4 o'clock, and then the meat raffles at 6:30 at the Antelope Creek. But okay. Again, you know, if you're driving through in the afternoon and want to stop by and sign up for some raffles at Antelope, mm-hmm. please do.
Sounds good. Casey, Amy, so good to have you in here. Thank you for stopping in. Casey, one more time, too, got to put in a plug for the Vitalant Bloodmobile.
Yes.
You're still looking for appointments. That's coming in to Scott's Electric on the 1st?
Yes, Wednesday. Okay. Go online or contact me, but we have, you know, quite a few spots yet available. So, again, yes, if you would like to give blood, that would be great. Reach out and I'll get you marked down.
You're a busy lady.
Yeah, that's okay. Keeps you young.
Absolutely. Thanks again, both of you, for stopping in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. It's 9:27 here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
A good cup of coffee and great morning radio.
Groovy.
Bill Dablo, weekday mornings from 6 till 10.
You are wonderful. You make my day every day.
On the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson.
Brazil's soybean harvest is a little over one-third complete, and the country is set to produce a very large crop. However, getting there is proving challenging.